This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The online real estate site Zillow is entering the local market in a new way. It will make direct, no-obligation cash offers to sellers and then list the home online for resale purposes. The company's entry into the market here in Cincinnati as home buyers is being met with concern from local real estate agents. We want to talk about what all this means. And before we get the reaction from local real estate agents, we have on the phone with us right now Zillow President Jeremy Waxman. He's in Seattle. Jeremy, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Those of you listening, if you have questions or comments about this new entry into the market locally, call us 513-419-7100 and we'll take your questions and comments there. Or email us at talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and try to get some of those into the show before our time with Jeremy is up. So Jeremy, this program is called Zillow Offers. And since its launch in April of last year, I read that more than 170,000 sellers have requested an offer from your company to buy their home. So tell us what those sellers are finding in this service that is different than the traditional real estate agent method.
Yeah, that's right. Zillow Offers launched a little more than a year ago. We're now live in 17 markets across the U.S., and we're excited to come to Cincinnati sometime next year. And it is really the new way to sell your house. You know, we talk to thousands of homeowners, you know, every day on our website and working with our great agents. And the selling process is really tough, right? The uncertainty of what you're going to get for your house, the work you need to do to fix your house up to get ready to sell, the hassle of showings for a period of weeks, you know, that's hard. And many sellers are trying to time that sale with the purchase of a new house. 60% of sellers are trying to do both. And so that, you know, that feels like a part-time or a full-time job for a family. And so we said, well, what if there's a better way? What if we could do that for you, right? What if we could estimate what that's all going to cost, come out and look at your house and make you a guaranteed cash offer, and we'll take it off your hands, right? We'll upfront cut you a check, an all-cash offer, and then we'll take the house, we'll do the repairs, we'll get it ready to go, we'll get it staged, and we'll find a buyer.
Are you buying every house that somebody reaches out to you about? Are you buying all of them?
No. So, you know, Zillow Offers is 1 year old, right? So you quoted that 170,000 sellers number. That's in the markets we've been in. And, you know, in the locations we're in all those markets, homeowners can come to Zillow. They can fill out a form right off of their own home's, you know, page or enter their address and do it. And, you know, we'll, if it's a house that's in our criteria of homes we'll buy, we'll make them an offer. We'll talk to them about selling. And if it's not, and they want to work with one of our agents, we're happy to connect them with one of our agents as well.
You mentioned that some 60% of home buyers or those seeking to sell their homes are currently buying a home, concurrently buying a home. And that could mean taking on two mortgages at the same time as they move into the new home and wait for the other one to sell. So there may be an appeal to dispatch of the old house pretty quickly. But I read a report in Forbes magazine that indicates the sellers who turn to Zillow Offers are facing 10 to 15% less in the purchase price, which raises the question, is this convenience that you're characterizing your offer being worth the price? Tell us your perspective on that.
Yeah, that's right. So every home purchase is unique. You know, every home characteristics are unique. But our service fee, that fee I mentioned where we estimate what it costs to sell your house, it averages around 7.5%. So last quarter in all the markets we were in, for every homeowner that made an offer or that requested an offer from us, the fee we estimated was 7.5%. Now, on top of that, service fee is an estimate of repairs, right, that a seller will pay. And what's great for homeowners is when we come and look at your house with you, we're going to give you a full detail of that evaluation, all the things that we would do if we bought your house. And so many folks who don't take our offer, they'll take that list and that'll be their starting point of work they might do to get their house ready to sell. That can be things like deferred maintenance. That could be things like fix-ups and touch-ups. And when they go work with an agent, that's their starting point of what they might want to do. So the difference between, you know, what we buy a house for and what we sell a house for is actually very small. For every home we've bought and for homes that we haven't bought that have gone out on the market and listed with an agent, they've only sold for a fraction more than what we list. So, you know, we're paying market value for homes. What varies is what is the cost going to be to sell that house? And frankly, what state is the house in? So how much repair is the homeowner going to have to do to sell the house?
So what's the value for a company like yours in turning to this method?
Yeah, it's really two things, right? One, you know, our margin or our profit will eventually be in that service fee. Right now, we're operating the business to grow, and so we're really pricing all these at break even. And so there'll be a small amount of profit in every home that we help a seller, you know, turn over to a buyer. But the other benefit is when you are selling and buying, there are many other services you need that we're also happy to provide. So you need a great agent to help you through that transaction, especially on the buy side. You need a mortgage. There are title and escrow services in those transactions. So for us, if we can reduce the cost of what it takes to do all that for those 60% of sellers who are also buyers, or for any seller, there's cost savings for the customer, and there's, you know, a business for us.
So tell us then, for those who may not be familiar with Zillow in general, Zillow existed before Zillow Offers. Tell us basically what the company is at the start.
That's right. So for the first decade or so, you know, Zillow was really an information marketplace. We were a place where we turned on the lights for all homeowners to understand what their home is worth, to understand what homes are on the market, what homes might be coming on the market, and really help empower them when they start to look at homes to buy and whether they want to sell, have all the data ready to help make that decision. And, you know, our business is still really connecting those customers with great agents, great property managers, great loan officers to help, you know, to help with those transactions. And that business is still here. It's still growing. It's the biggest part of what we do. What we're adding to that is helping customers in Zillow Offers with the transaction itself, right? And so as you mentioned, you know, the majority of sellers are also buying. Getting all those pieces done, right? Trading in your existing house, finding the new house to buy, lining up the financing, coordinating all the transaction services, you know, that is a massive hassle for both the homeowner and their agent. And in today's world where, you know, you can order a car, you can stay at someone's house, everything is a push a button on your phone and the service just magically works. We're trying to bring that same one-stop shop concept to the real estate transaction, which is something that's really hard to do given all the pieces involved.
And so by the time you're listing the house, you've taken ownership of the property from the seller and now it's in your hands and you want to sell it. What methods do you take to dispatch of the property? You know, there's usually real estate agents who would host an open house with a realtor physically present. What are you going to be doing?
That's right. And today, we're listing all those. Our listings look just like traditional listings, right? We have a great agent partner in every market that's helping us list those homes. They're obviously on Zillow and our websites. They're in the MLS, right? There are open houses for certain types of houses in certain locations. But when we own the home, we also can drive innovations in how you might sell homes. So we're testing things like a concept we call Tour It Now, where from the Zillow app on your phone, you can let yourself in and tour the home anytime you want on your schedule. So in Phoenix, in a handful of homes right now, if you have the app and you want to see one of our homes, you can unlock the door from your mobile app with your agent, without your agent, tour on your schedule, and get a little more certainty with a little less hassle on how you might want to buy the house. So, you know, we look a lot like every other listing, but we also will be working to help really drive the cost down and the options up for home buyers when they might want to buy our homes.
When you say realtor partners, is that certain brokerages that you've identified, or are these individual real estate agents that are working for a broker?
It's both. So in every market, we have an agent, really an agent team from a broker that's helping Zillow directly. That's the person that's representing Zillow in every one of our transactions. And then, of course, we have hundreds of thousands of customers that are coming to our website. Some of them are looking at our homes. Some of them are looking at other homes. And as we just talked about, our business is helping connect them with great agents. And those are tens of thousands of agents from all brokerages across the country.
So what is the concern then of local real estate agents in the local markets that you go in? Do you address that at all about people who say, look, we're the people who will walk you personally through this process. We know these neighborhoods. We know the type of buyer, and we may already have buyers who are interested in these properties. How do you respond to that concern from the local real estate agent base?
Yeah, the greatest misunderstanding I think people have about services like Zillow Offers is, you know, folks will say, hey, I can get you more money. I can give you broader exposure. And that can be true. Right. I mean, as I said, our service fee is 7.5% and it varies. It'll be lower for some people. It'll be higher for some people. So for folks who want to take on the hassle and the risk of whether they're going to net that, do all the repairs themselves, maybe they'll get the price. Maybe they'll have to cut the price. They're not, as you mentioned, they may have to hold two mortgages in that time. you know, listing with a traditional agent is the way to go. And that's part of why Zillow offers both choices, right? We call it offers because it is multiple choices. You might sell with us, or you might work with one of our agent partners, or you might already have an agent. So what we love about Zillow Offers is it's set to help empower homeowners to make that decision. And you get all the data from us with no obligation, right? We'll give you our offer. We'll give you our evaluation report. We'll recommend an agent, and you can make that decision yourself. So for many folks who really want to try and maximize, that is the right decision. The majority of our customers end up listing traditionally. But as you pointed out, the hassle and the uncertainty comes with risk, and it can come with cost. And for many homeowners, paying a slight premium to avoid that risk, you know, is something they're really interested in.
Tell us how that 7.5% is accounted for.
Yeah, I mean, the way to think about it is if you came to us with your house and said, hey, what's it going to take to sell your house? We'd walk the house with you. You'd tell us a bunch about the house, and we'd estimate what do we need to do to it? How long are we going to have to hold it? What's it going to sell for at the end of the day? And that's everything that shows up in the fee, right? So that's the service charge that we're charging. And then we'd also tell you, hey, you've lived in your house this many years. Here are the systems, and here are the things you need to fix if you're going to want to make it appealing to a buyer. And that's a list of repairs that you can take with you, and either we'll do them for you if we buy it, or you might choose to do them yourself, or you might work with an agent to do them.
How deeply into any rehab are your agents getting or your project managers getting in the local markets?
Yeah, we're not doing really big jobs. So you mentioned, you know, of the 170,000 sellers, how many we're buying. We're being really focused right now, especially as we're early. So we're holding homes very quickly. We're buying homes that tend to not have really large renovation jobs. So on average, we're doing, you know, 3% of the value of the house in touch-ups and fix-ups and deferred maintenance. So we're not taking on big repair jobs. Now, as Zillow Offers grows and scales, we want to be able to offer the service to more types of homeowners. But when we come to Cincinnati, we will be unable to make offers on certain types of homes, homes that have a lot of work or need a huge renovation. That's not going to fit our criteria initially.
So you're not taking, you know, what may be called just a dump, you know, people who are trying to sell this thing. This is as is. It has no plumbing or any of that. You're not looking for those types of properties.
That's right. I mean, if you think about the average home price is, you know, $250,000 to $300,000 nationally, and we're doing, you know, 3 to 4% work on the house, you know, that's the $8,000 to $12,000 range. Those are not big, you know, turnaround jobs, big rehab jobs.
So Cincinnati is targeted as part of your company's expansion into 10 more markets across the country. You're already in 16 markets. This will happen sometime next year in 2020. What attracted Zillow Offers to the Cincinnati market specifically?
Yeah, that's right. And we're actually in 17 as of this week. We just launched San Diego. Oh. And so we have 9 more coming. You know, for us, we're looking for a couple things. We're looking for markets that have homes around the median home price that have a lot of single family and condo homes, so we can offer the service to many folks. Markets that are, you know, relatively modest. So Cincinnati at 5% year-over-year growth in home values and forecasted to grow a little less than that next year fits the bill. And one real benefit for us at Cincinnati is Zillow already has an office in Cincinnati. So Dotloop, a company we own that does transaction management for the industry, is based right there in Cincinnati. So as we were looking at markets to add to the list, we love to be able to come to one of our own home markets.
How does this model weather any future slowdowns in the real estate market? Do you think it thrives, or will it be hurt along with the rest of the industry?
Yeah, Zillow Offers is really designed to work in all real estate markets. And you go back to that service fee, right? We talked about what's in that service fee. That's an expression of the risk in the market, right? So if a market were depreciating instead of appreciating, the service fee would be a little higher, right? Because we might be forecasting we're going to sell your house for not as much or maybe even less. We're going to forecast we have to hold your house for longer. And so a homeowner is going to see a higher fee in that market than they would today in a rising market. And they're going to be comparing that higher fee to their alternative, right? So in a cooler market, they may have to list the home longer. They may have to do more to it. There may be more risk that they don't sell. So the service fee is really set up to balance and respond to what is any given market. And most market changes are local, right? So it will vary not just by city, but by neighborhood and by block.
And before we let you go, Jeremy, is this the future of real estate transactions? Do you think somewhere down the road this ultimately replaces what we know as traditional real estate transactions?
No, we think, you know, the choice that Zillow Offers gives will become the default. I mean, if you're a homeowner and we're in your market, why wouldn't you start with a no obligation offer? Why wouldn't you start with an evaluation from us and then make your choice? You might want to sell to us. You might want to work with one of our agents. You might already have an agent, right? So it's the front door for how you might want to sell. But we think, you know, today, the majority of customers still list traditionally, and I don't think we see that changing anytime soon.
Jeremy Waxman is the president of Zillow. He joined us on the phone from Seattle today. Jeremy, thanks so much for offering your perspective on this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And now for local reaction on what this all means. So we're now joined on the phone by Cincinnati Area Board of Realtor President Michelle Billings. She's on the phone with us. Hi, Michelle. Looks like we just dropped her, but we do have on the phone also Kopf Hunter Haas Realtors broker and owner, Pete Kopf. He was the Cincinnati Board of Realtors president back in 2017. Pete, hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well also. We're going to reconnect with Michelle and have her join our conversation momentarily. But Pete, tell us, as a local real estate agent, as the owner of a local brokerage, what do you think about Zillow offers entering your market?
Well, you know, it's an interesting program. I would tell you that times are dynamic and technology has evolved our industry quite a bit over the last decade. And this is a model that may be very attractive to some, and to others, they'd want to go with a more traditional model of working with a realtor. It sounds like both models offer that. But yeah, I mean, technology has changed our industry, and I think the real estate industry has been really good about adapting to that change.
How have you adapted to that change as a local real estate agent?
Well, I think we offer a lot.
I think we've just lost Pete. We've lost Pete as well, but Michelle is now with us, so we are having some tiny phone problems. It's live radio. It happens on occasion. We'll reconnect with Pete now, but Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. I didn't mean to switch agents mid-transaction. I know that's frowned upon in the real estate world, but I'm glad you're with us now, Michelle. So we got reaction from Pete to start this part of the segment on his perspective on Zillow offers entering the market, and let's get yours as well. What do you think about this?
Of course, I think that it's another option for buyers and sellers. And so understanding that the consumer, the homeowner, is at the center of the transaction, and that every seller has a different motivation for selling or some type of unique scenario, I think it just gives them another choice.
What would you argue as the benefit of selecting a locally based real estate agent instead of turning to this new offering?
Of course, the real estate agent understands the markets because they've been working in those markets. They understand the neighborhoods. They understand the nuances. Their real estate is local, but more so real estate is beginning to be hyper-local. And so understanding that will help the agent or help the owner or the agent guide that homeowner through that process.
Pete, before we lost you and you're now back with us, we were talking about how you and your brokerage have adapted to changes in technology to embrace that before our own old school technology broke down on us and disconnected us. But go ahead and finish your thoughts on that. How have you adapted to incorporate new technology into your real estate service?
Thanks, Michael. I guess I would sum this up with, I think realtors in general understand the importance of technology and how it can benefit them with working with buyers and sellers of property. And I really have to give a lot of kudos to the Realtor Association, both at the local, state, and national level, who give us the tools and the education on how to utilize that technology, as well as the brokers across the country. They prepare their agents to be successful, and that's doing what the client is asking for, and that's adapting to technology. So truly, I think it's the professional development that is provided by brokers throughout the country and our associations.
Michelle, you heard Jeremy Waxman, the president of Zillow, who's bringing Zillow offers to the Cincinnati market, talk about the 7.5% service fee that the company will apply to the transaction when someone sells their house to Zillow. What do those numbers mean exactly, and how does a local real estate agent compare?
I mean, I think that you really can't take and make a model one size fits all when it comes to the consumer. And so I think it's going to be important that agents understand what options are available and they're able to lay those out and explain that to the consumer and also explain what the value add is of having a real estate professional that understands the local market.
So if Zillow is charging a 7.5% service fee just for some basic real estate education, tell us what type of fee you apply to a seller.
Well, I can't really, we can't really talk about fees.
Isn't there like a certain percentage that's usually standard?
No, because the real estate market's competitive and it varies, I guess, from broker to broker and agent to agent.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Then I won't put you in a position where you can't discuss that. I had assumed that there was some sort of generalized percentage that people take out. But Pete, let me ask you. Some of these Zillow offer transactions are going to involve local real estate agents. So how do you, I guess, interact with some agents that are moving towards this and representing these online platforms and competing with your more traditional outlets?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I think we're all competing right now and there's all kinds of business out there. And so Zillow is just another business model that I think some realtors will be attracted to and work with and some will not. But, you know, every client is so unique, Michael, that you know, they're all looking for certain things to help them in their certain situation, either buy or sell a home. I think Zillow gives a model that some people may choose, and some people may want to go the traditional route. And then to circle back with just Michelle's comment, just so we're crystal clear, we all compete, and every buyer and seller has the ability to work with a realtor and negotiate whatever that commission may be or whatever that fee may be to work with that realtor. And so each individual situation is unique. And so the beauty of what a client can expect is they could interview a Zillow realtor, they could interview Michelle Billings or Pete Koff, and they can decide who is the best fit for them. And part of that may be the fees that are going to be charged.
So does the 7.5% fee that Zillow will be applying, does that disrupt the way that you assess your own commission, or is that something that you think is easily competed with?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that because I'm just not as familiar with the Zillow model. I mean, I did listen to Jeremy's interview with you and was super impressed with him, by the way. But I think that there are all kinds of different fees and commissions being charged by different brokers and different models right now. So this is no different than what we're experiencing right now, Michael.
Okay, Michelle, let's just talk very briefly in our final minute here about the Cincinnati real estate market in general. Are things good out there right now?
We are in a strong market. Of course, we're still battling low inventory, so therefore sales were down, but they were only down about 1.5%. But the flip side to that is home prices are steady and they've been rising. So we're in a very good market. And as Jeremy alluded to, Cincinnati is a pretty stable, safe market.
Pete Koff and Michelle Billings are local real estate agents. And we appreciate both of you even suffering through some of our phone problems today and chatting with us about Zillow offers and the local real estate market. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.